Welcome, everybody, to episode 96 of Off the Field Podcast.
You got me, buddy.
Yeah. There you go. Need a little clown horn to start your night.
How you doing, baby?
I think we should be asking, how's Juan Soto doing?
Oh, he's living the dream, guys, as you may have heard by now. If not, you're living under a rock. He finally signed with the Mets. I say finally because we were right.
Predicted
if you look
it.
At the Instagram, OTFP, OTF.podcast, mm-hmm. You could see that we predicted it correct.
Predicted it just like half the baseball fans in the world. It was probably the most guaranteed option as we see him sign.
The one thing people didn't guess at all was the amount, because technically speaking, I was being a little hater. I was saying he wasn't going to get more than 550, five at most.
He's not worth $765 million.
I mean, he got his bag, though.
I did say that in my video. I give him respect because he denied $400 million and he almost doubled it. And he can double it if he doesn't opt out of his contract.
Within 2 years. I mean, the Nats offered him 14 years, right?
15.
15.
Yes.
15.
For 765, that is $51 million a year. God, with no deferrals.
Nope.
Great.
Not at all. We were just talking about it earlier, pre-podcast, and we're talking about how Steve Cohen is just flexing the wallet.
That's what happens when you have an owner who actually loves his team and grew up a fan of that team. Yep. I wish I knew what that was like.
I just know Artie Moreno.
Yeah, no. Terrible guy. Same with John Fisher and pretty much half of the MLB owners. But Steve Cohen is one of those good ones, like Mark Cuban was for the Mavericks. Those are just some that come to the top of my head.
No.
But Steve Cohen really said, I am getting my guy. He wanted a big-time free agent. He's been wanting one for the past couple off seasons, and he locked down the biggest one of all time. Here's what I think actually happened. I think most teams started at $600 million, like Dodgers, Yankees, Mets, mm-hmm. maybe some other ones mixed in. And then it really just got down to the Yankees and Mets in a bidding war. It got way too high, and then they said, okay, here's 700 mil, and then another one come back, 710, 720, 730, and they just kept building. And Steve Cohen said, 765, and if you don't opt out, 805 million. So,
God, bro. I read that. It was a opt-out after 4 years, right, of service?
I think it's five.
Five.
Five. And if he doesn't opt out, the contract builds up to 805 million.
Extra like five per year, right?
Something like that, dude.
Dude, that's
wild.
That's so much money. Oh my God, brother.
How many generations would that set you for?
At least two. I would think if you're smart.
Two? I'd add a zero to the end of that.
Okay, yeah.
Money could legit, if you're not like some rich, extravagant asshole.
Well, I'm thinking
you
like
just waste the money.
I'm thinking he's probably gonna spend money on jewelry.
Well, yeah.
For sure, pads. He's going to flex out his family. He's going to drip them out.
Bro. I would buy a nice-ass chain.
Who wouldn't?
I'd buy, like, probably two nice cars and a house.
You live in New York.
But then after that, I'd chill and live my normal life. Like, I wouldn't, like, keep buying nice cars and keep buying, like, once I have one, like, I got my Tesla, bro. I'm not getting rid of my Tesla. That's my car. That's the one I wanted.
Yep.
Like, I don't need to go buy another one. And once I got one, that's my one. I'm loyal. Like Mike Trout, and we get hurt because of it.
I'm trying to trade him to other teams right now, but nobody's biting.
Oh, trust me. People would probably bite. I don't want to imagine that day.
I just don't want to see him go to the Dodgers and then just absolutely pop out.
Well, thank God Soto didn't go to the Dodgers, bro. But, I mean, the Dodgers probably had the advantage of saying, hey, we're going to give you $100 million less because you get to be in a lineup with Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman, and Mookie Betts. Mm. I'm not going to lie. The Mets lineup, even with Soto now, it's kind of meh once you get past Soto.
Once you're missing Alonso, it's. I mean, even him alone is just a big bet.
They said they're still willing to re-sign him. They would love to re-sign him, they said. The lineup looks a lot better just adding Alonso into the mix, but who knows? I definitely think signing Juan Soto would make me want to come back. I'd be like, wait a minute. Yeah. We made it to the CS last year, and now we have Juan Soto? But they should also focus on pitching because their pitching isn't the best. So that's the thing with baseball. Juan Soto isn't just going to turn you into a World Series team. You have to look at your starting rotation, your bullpen, your role players. There's all kinds of things that have to work together to make it a World Series team. Or you can just hand out mega contracts like it's candy, like the Dodgers.
Well, I was going to say, we've seen that whole put your faith in one player and he's going to make it better. Mm. Because we literally did that with Mike Trout.
Yeah.
And as you could see,
It I never just wonder works how these mega contracts are going to look when all these guys hit 35, because we're in the era of you hit your free agent year at like 25.
And you get locked down for life.
And you get locked down till like 40.
Yeah.
So that started with like Trout, Harper, and Machado, and they're all like 31, 32, 33. So I wonder what all these super contracts are going to look like when they're 39, 38. Like, there's no way that money's going to be worth it.
Well, I have a question for you. Pre-Harper and Trout, baseball contracts, were they pretty much just fat money for a short amount of time?
I mean, they were just good contracts.
Or were they
kind
of just all over the – or just balanced
out? They were at like – the superstars would get like $250 million. And that's what just keeps happening. And that's why I think there's going to be a $1 billion contract before we know it. I definitely think it's going to happen in our lifetime, because we just saw it go from $700 million to $765 million in one off season. So who's to say it's not going to get to $1 billion in the next decade? The only thing I think it's stopping that is I don't think there's anybody out there right now that's going to get a $1 billion contract.
No, not at all.
Yeah, like everybody's either locked down or they're not on the level of Soto/Otani. The only guys I can think of that aren't locked down is like Ellie De La Cruz, who I personally think would sit around like the 400 to 500 range with how the scale is now. See, like if Trout was still the highest contract, then I'd say Ellie would get like 200 mil.
I could see that.
But now what happens as contracts get bigger and bigger, you go, oh, he got that? Well, I may not be on his level, but I'm right there, so I think I deserve this much.
Because one thing that blew my head off of like the whole Juan Soto thing is the fact that he got more than Otani.
Yeah, no.
And he's not pitching a single ball.
Yeah.
Like, that's big like money to put on your hitter. But I will say this, Juan Soto is the hitter that if they're not going to hit, they're for sure walking him at every single play. I mean, you get...
He'll
you
walk
get the money
himself
that
because he has such a good eye and command of the zone.
Yeah, let's be real.
But to me, what's crazy about that whole contract is, like you said, he is not the best fielder. He doesn't pitch. He's not the best base runner.
Yeah.
So, like, a lot of the talent in the contract is his hitting ability, which is very good. But Otani got 700 mil, and it made sense because he pitches. He's fast as hell. He can hit for power and average. So it's like all around, he's a great player, and it makes sense. Soto, I think, only got up to that contract because it was just owners bidding for him. Steve Cohen said, I'm going to whip it out, and I'm going to get my contract. I'm going to get my guy.
That happened.
And I just don't think it's going to be looking that good even 5 years down the line.
You know what? Call me crazy. I feel like he might opt out.
He does have those opt-outs. That is
true. It multiple opt-outs or is it just the one after the 5 years?
I think
it's
just one, but I wouldn't opt out. If my contract is the largest contract in history, I'm not testing the market ever again, bro.
No, never.
I'm staying locked into that contract. If I'm batting 230, too bad. You paid me 765 mil, bro. I ain't opting out. I have no idea if there's team opt-outs. I'm assuming no. And I'm hearing a lot of things about the Yankees kind of screwed up and allowed this to happen because, for example, Soto wanted a suite, but he wanted it gifted to him. He wanted the Yankees to give him a suite, but they were saying like Judge and Jeter pay for their suite. So why would we give you a suite?
Oh.
And then Steve Cohen said, I'll give you a suite. So, like, he's just – I don't blame Steve Cohen.
He'd probably give him, like, framed pictures of himself in the room.
He sees an advantage, and he's like, I'm going to take advantage of that. Yeah. Like, why not? And then I heard another one where at the beginning of the season, a security guard got mad at Soto for bringing his wife and a family member, like, in a driver into a certain area, and then the security guard said they can't go in there. And then Steve Cohen brought – the family specialist to the meeting with Soto and said, here's everything we offer right on the table. And I'm like, dude, Steve Cohen just said, we know exactly what they put you through. We're not going to do that to you.
And we know exactly what you're looking for. So here's the pen.
Yeah. And it's pretty crazy going to the New York Mets because I'm about to leave for New York in 2 days. And you just got back from New York.
Yes, I did. Had a nice little solo trip for myself. Left Wednesday night after we filmed the podcast.
Yeah, I didn't know you went solo until yesterday.
Really?
So why? What was the reason to go?
You know what? This is going to sound kind of cheesy. I just honestly wanted a getaway. I wanted a getaway. I wanted to go to a city that I had already knew, but wanted more time in. And the first time we went, what we did 5 days, right? I believe we did Monday through Friday because then we flew to Toronto.
Like that. Yeah.
Something like that. So the first time we had gone, we stayed outside of New York. We had stayed around New Jersey. And yeah.
We did stay in New Jersey.
We did stay in
Jersey City, New Jersey.
Yeah. I just remember Hoboken and their delicious fried chicken.
I remember Shortsy falling asleep on our subway exit and riding like five subway stops because nobody knew he didn't get off.
I did that, but I did that towards the end of the trip. I didn't fall asleep, but I missed my exits. It's fun.
It can be confusing sometimes. Oh. I feel like I've got it down now.
You know what? Yeah, the second time around, now using it by myself completely. First time getting into the city Wednesday, I screwed up because I was trying to get towards like the upper half of Manhattan, towards like the top of Central Park. Mm-hmm. I ended up at Madison Square Garden. So I was a bit of ways, but I stayed around that like general Central Park area. It was beautiful. I did the Met, walked around lower Manhattan and true downtown towards the last bit of my trip. But I spent Thanksgiving at a Fogo de Chão. It was beautiful.
Wait, you were there during Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Gone. I pretty much, my family didn't do or like plan anything for this year. Mm-hmm. So I figured, okay, you know, I'm going to go out, have fun. I mean, I'll put it to you like this. I bought my tickets last minute to head over. I only got screwed on my return flight, but the flight there, I paid less than $150.
Yeah, and that's the only reason I'm going is because it was surprisingly cheap.
Oh, yeah, dude. New York is like the one city I know with flights that will always fluctuate up and down. Up and down, because even last minute when you buy it, could be cheap.
Yeah,
could be cheap.
Yeah, and I had no like reason to go to New York besides it being cheap. I've done like every touristy thing you can think of already. Yeah. So I was like, I don't even know what I'm gonna do, but like you can't ignore how cheap that flight is.
No, not at all, bro.
Like I paid like $280 for round trip.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah, bro.
That's why.
I mean, yeah, the way I saw my pricing, it wasn't too bad because either way, the way you split it, it probably ends up being, I mean, what would you say a flight to New York is roughly like $400-$500?
Dude, any flight in the U.S.
pretty much.
Pretty average around like $450.
So, I mean, it wasn't too bad, but I mean, like you said, if you're on top of the deals, it's absolutely
like
awesome.
The price, I hate to see flights go above where I start to go, oh man, do I really want to pay that much to fly? Once it goes above like $550,
yeah,
then I'm kind of like, oh, bummer.
I did the exact same thing. That was the limit. That's why I ended up pulling the trigger because I was like, my return flight's like almost $500. But you know what? I at least have a way home, so why not?
Yeah. Like, so you were there for how long?
I was there for about five full days.
Okay.
Because I landed right around like 3 on Wednesday afternoon, and then I flew out right around like 9:30 at night on Monday.
Any skyscrapers?
You know, I did not do that. I, even though I was there, it had rained a couple days. It was freezing. I was just telling Ozzy that when I was there, I took no jacket.
Show them what you brought.
As you can see, I only took my, oh, there goes the horn. Freaking
windbreaker.
I only took my windbreaker and a crew neck sweater.
Too thin for New York weather.
Yeah, it was not the smartest idea. By the time I got to my
friend's, this might be warmer. I'm not going to lie.
You should take that on the plane.
That would be funny.
It was just freezing. My friend let me borrow his jacket. He's like, dude, this is an Arctic jacket. If you don't use this, you're going to freeze like a popsicle. So we did that. Pretty much just was an NPC around the city. Just walking around.
Do any.
Okay, like I did some stuff towards, like I did more of the touristy stuff towards the end of the trip. But for the first half, it was just cold. It was muggy. I stayed inside. I mean,
the first trip you checked off Empire State Building with us. Statue of Liberty.
That was another thing too. Like he just said, we had done a lot of the really, really big touristy stuff the minute we got there. Mm-hmm. I mean, we did baseball games. We did a decent amount. I mean, we did Empire State Building. I didn't get to do the World Trade Center. Nor the museum, I didn't get to do it this time.
I didn't do the museum. I didn't go up. Is there like a viewing deck for?
Yeah, I think it's World. Yeah, well, World
One
Trade
World
Center
Trade.
One.
Yeah, I've never done that one. On this trip, I'm pretty much going to complete the gauntlet of New York skyscrapers.
I would do it. The only thing I will say that also kind of like detested me from doing it was the fact that now, because it is getting pretty cold down there.
Yeah,
it's going to be freezing once you get up top, bro. Oh, it's going to be like Paris all over again.
I know. I was there in November last year. I've done Empire State Building.
Yeah.
I've done The Rock. I've done The Edge. I'm doing Summit on this trip.
I got ads for Summit. I didn't know Summit was a new one.
I keep getting ads for Summit constantly.
I got The Rock a little bit, but then I got The Edge a lot more.
For anybody that wants to do any of those, by the way, daytime, go to Edge. Nighttime, go to Rock. Rock's like right in the middle of the city, so you see all the New York lights around you.
Oh, yeah, it looks sick. I was trying to go, but the entire time me and my friend were trying to get tickets and try to plan to go, it was just, there was an armada of people, bro. It was like a mob.
It's also,
I mean, everyone's traveling now.
It's also where the big Christmas tree is set up every year. It wasn't set up when you were there.
It was getting set up, and then the day after I left when they lit it up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I missed it out, but keep in mind, I had all the tourists that came to actually watch it get turned on.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That sounded so dirty.
I do agree with you, though, that New York is just one of those places where you can kind of just, like, walk around.
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, what? I met up with a different group of friends, and they took me all around Queens, Astoria. Mm-hmm. I swear, some of the spots look like the original Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I could swear, like, it legit looked like, I mean, I passed by a Famous Joe's, Joe's Pizza.
Yeah.
Right there in the West Village. I walked all around there. I have the perfect bakery for you, for your cannoli. I had two cannolis, one in honor of him, one for myself. I sound like such a big back. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to tell you right now, delicious. I will send you the address right now.
Okay.
Well, not right now, but after.
It's my favorite dessert for anybody that doesn't know that. I love a good cannoli. Oh. Screw cake. I'm done with cake at birthdays, bro. If anybody gets me a cake, I'll actually be pretty sad. I'm not going to lie.
You know what I just had was nothing but cakes.
My sister used to work there.
Really?
I think it was her first job. One of her first jobs. Yeah, she used to work there.
It smacks.
I'm sorry. No more cakes. No more cupcakes.
He's like over it.
No more cupcakes.
Nope, nope,
I'm not a fan anymore. I will take a platter of cookies. I will take cannoli. I'll even take just ice cream.
You know what you should do for your birthday is have a cannoli bar.
That'd be so
Oh my God. Sick. How have you not thought about that? Cannoli bar? Well,
because West Coast doesn't do cannolis.
You could find a New Yorker out here that makes cannolis.
Look,
it's simple, cuz
they try to do cannolis, and I'll still eat them. But like, they are far and few and in between. Like, there are not a lot of spots to have cannolis here. But if you go to the East Coast, every freaking corner has cannolis, and I love it. I didn't even think about that for this trip coming up. I am so getting a cannoli.
Oh yeah, dude, eat your heart out. It's gonna be. I ate like an absolute king. All the food I had was delicious, bro. I had burgers. In downtown, I had the cannoli. In the West Village, I had Fogo de Chao. Fogo de Chao was good, a little salty. Not going to lie.
Did you run into Josh? If you guys don't know who I'm talking about, we're talking about the guy who...
This is my city! The crash out of the century.
You ran into him?
So,
because he sent a picture of him to our group chat, just randomly.
Okay, so here's the sitch. We're at that Fogo de Chao for Thanksgiving. We didn't bother cooking. We're just like, you know what? Let's go out.
How do you know these people from New York, by the way?
Old friends. old college friends. I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
We went, and I see this guy live streaming the entire, like, 20 minutes that I'm just waiting inside, and I'm kind of picking up on what he's saying, kind of not. And I just be myself, and I walk up to him directly, and I'm like, are you live streaming right now? And he turns the camera at me, and he's like, yeah, bro. I'm live streaming right now. Do you want to be a part of it? I'm like, no, bro. I do not want to be a part of it.
And that was him?
No, that was the guy filming him.
Oh.
Like, I guess he was probably like a moderator, like directly or at least.
I think.
Like somebody that just films with him.
Because when he crashes out, I've seen videos of a guy who's like, all right, Josh.
Yes. Josh. So that guy. Yeah. I met that guy first. And then there was another balder. I want to say he was like an Asian guy. Mm-hmm. He was with the crew, but not really. Like, he's on his own social media thing. Mm-hmm. I'm explaining a little weird, but Josh was there, and I walk up to him. But in walking up to him, I'm in the live stream now. He points a camera at me. He's like, "Hey, are you famous?" And I'm like, "Why do you say that?" Immediately, once I'm in the live stream, there's 50,000 people on the Twitch stream.
I'm sure one new Dodger films.
No, I start seeing.
Dude, what?
I got recognized off the stream, and the guy was like, oh, you're famous. Here, interview Josh. So I got thrown into interviewing Josh at the middle of a Fogo de Chao in Midtown Manhattan.
And you don't have any clips of this?
I don't, because first, like, I didn't think of pulling my phone out because he just threw me in it, and I was part of the live stream. And then second of all, once they got seated, they just dipped. So I was kind of just there up until, I guess, the interview was over. Mm-hmm. In other words, Josh just walked away from me.
Yeah.
He didn't come back.
Yeah. What'd you ask him?
I was just like, what are you doing here? How are you feeling? Have you ever heard of Dodger Films? Oh, and I plugged the podcast, Dodger Films, and everybody that does YouTube.
See, now we got to find those clips.
We got to go to, I think his name was Mr. Beat. No, stupid.
We'll look after.
I'll look for the ring later. But yeah, just the most random interaction I've had. And then come to find
sounds
out,
like it.
all the people in the group chat that were in, they just started telling me like, dude, you just took a picture with the crash out. I had no clue. So is that his thing? He just crashes out on people?
Well,
and he crashes out on public, right?
I think he's autistic. And
he seemed like it.
I think he's also homeless.
No.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I mean, that's what it seems like from the clips I see.
It looks like the people that were with him were at least like caring for him.
Hope so.
So, I mean, I hope there's that. I hope they're not just mooching off
him. From what's portrayed online, it looks like he's homeless, always drunk.
I don't think he was drunk. He was pretty like... Okay, he was like acting a little autistic, but I mean, nothing out of the ordinary. He wasn't like belligerent, like drunk, like, oh, oh. He was just kind of...
Because like half the clips I see of him, he's also like chasing people because they film him and he thinks, give me $20. You filmed me on Snapchat.
Like you have to pay me now because you...
Yeah, and he'll be like chase... I've seen him chase girls out of a restaurant.
Oh my God.
Like, yeah.
I've never seen that.
Yeah.
I don't think I've... Dude, look at this picture, though.
I mean, he blew up originally from him singing, damn, nice restaurant.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the setup is sick.
He blew up originally from just New York in the middle of, like, Times Square.
Oh, there we go. I kind of... Oh, it's a portrait. I can't...
But I'm definitely over that song after going to New York last year, bro. It's on every freaking corner. Yeah, concrete jungles with the spinning freaking... cameras and
I absolutely blocked out any of that.
What about any of the bridges? You do any of the bridges?
Brooklyn Bridge. I walked that.
Is that the one I did last year? I honestly don't remember.
It's the one towards like the very end of Manhattan. Let me pull up a picture right here.
Hopefully, hold on. I honestly don't remember. There's what? Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens.
There's a buttload, brother.
Yeah,
this one right here.
Yes, yeah, I did that one last year. Yeah.
So I walked about almost half of it. Mm-hmm. I say almost half of it was because I was really hungry and I ended up walking over to Chinatown, which is actually really close to Brooklyn Bridge. Nice. So I can recommend you the spot.
Ooh.
Absolutely awesome. Had dim sum. Dim sum is, I mean, essentially dumplings, wontons, stir fried, fried rice. I mean, it was absolutely delicious. It was kick ass, man.
Nice.
What else did I do?
So the vibe I'm getting is... a lot of chilling around walking, a lot of grubbing.
Yeah. That's exactly what I did. But I will say this. For the next time I go, I'm definitely doing multiple, if not almost all of like the skyscraper views. I want to go next time. I want to go with Mama. I want to go with a couple more people. But I also just want to open it up with everybody. I feel like it'd be just fun to mob it to a city
no matter,
like 30 deep. I mean, we've done that plenty of times.
No matter how many things I've done in New York, I feel like if I go back, I can always find something to do.
That, and to be honest, I would do it again. I absolutely love the city. Granted, there are some things that, I mean, let's be real, we're better here. Yeah. They're better here than there. But, I mean, overall, I love the city. I think it's cool. I love the vibe.
I love the people
I've met are cool.
I love the thought of just, I can go into the city and just walk. And just, you never know what you'll find.
And on top of that, everything is within actual reach.
Oh, yeah.
Everything here on the West Coast, it is a bit of a drive. Granted, I'm probably talking out my ass because the drive that we're talking about is maybe like 2 minutes away.
Yeah.
5 minutes away. But it is nice.
New York, you just go downstairs and walk out.
Yeah. Literally, yeah. Yes. That is exactly what I'm saying. Within your own building, there's going to be a market, a doctor, a chiropractor, Costco. I mean, I'll show you a picture right now. There's a 4-story supercenter. Let me tell you, first center is Costco, an entire Costco. The second is an entire Aldi.
Jeez.
The third is a Planet Fitness with a 31,000 square foot loft to like the side of it.
Oh my God.
Like building to just rent. And then on top of that is a whole hospital.
Wow. Damn. For this, I'm going for like a week, this trip coming up.
Yeah.
And the only things I've planned so far, I'm doing a Giants and Ravens game. I'm excited for that to see Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Then Summit, Vanderbilt 1, doing that. And I think on that same day, I haven't bought them yet, but I think I'm going to go see a WWE pay-per-view.
Yes. Give me some. Oh, yeah.
They're bringing back Saturday Night Main Event. And I was looking at it, and I was like, wait, December 14th in Long Island? I'm going to be there. And I looked up where we're staying to Long Island, and it was like an hour 30 subway. And I was like, that's not bad. No. I was like, whatever. I'm like, screw it. And I'm kind of just waiting to see if prices are going to drop.
Yeah.
But I'm like 90% sure I want to do it. And I'm going with family, my mom, sister, and brother. And my mom was like, I'll go. And I was like, okay, do you want to go? Like, I don't want you to like just, oh, it's in town, I'll go with you so you're not alone.
Yeah.
I'm like, do you actually want to go? And she's like, I've never seen one before. Something new.
Like, that's an awesome attitude to have.
Oh, look, dude. And they're promoting it down there.
Who the hell?
Saturday Night Main Event.
Who just did a front flip, back flip?
I have no idea. We're watching Monday Night Raw on mute.
I'm guessing it's a bunch of mid-carders for now.
Yeah. But
is that Brodus Clay?
I kind of want to go to it, and that would be a great way to get me ready for Monday Night Raw into a dome. I'm so excited for that. All these WWE events are going to happen like this. I just know it. Go to Saturday Night Main Event, and then in 2.5 weeks, it'll be Intuit Dome, and then in 2 months, it'll be WrestleMania.
I'm going to try and buy my ticket for Intuit like a day before.
You're actually trying to go?
I'm being serious. I'm trying to go. I want to go. It's the first episode on Netflix.
It is.
First episode unrated.
I would tell you.
No, not unrated, but mature.
I would tell you Shortsy is trying to go. He has not bought his ticket, but you're not going to pay what Shortsy wants to pay. No. Because Shortsy has this... He literally told me, he's like, hey, do you want to go with me to the Kendrick concert? The one that's coming up in SoFi?
May 24th, as he's saying.
And he's like, tickets are $300. And I was like, nah, not for $300. And then I'm on Instagram the next day, and it says all the major cities starting prices. $50, SoFi. So I DM him back, and I'm like, $300 is what you want, huh? It's not the starting price, is it? And he goes, yeah. And I'm like... Dog, like we could have like came to an agreement. Like,
oh my goodness!
So where he's looking for Monday Night Raw?
Is he like on the like pretty much TV?
He wants floor. So
okay, he's good luck with
that. Yeah, exactly. And he won't budge on that. So
you know what? Let him do it, bro. All he does is spend time at AMC.
True.
All he does is he goes to work, he goes to poop, and then he goes to AMC, and then he eats, and then he sleeps. That's all he does, man.
Maybe some other things mixed in.
I mean, a lot more.
Yeah, but he hasn't bought his ticket yet.
I'm not going to buy a ticket with him. I'll sit next to Kobe. I don't mind. I'm probably doing that for like, other concerts.
That's literally what I might do with Saturday Night's Main Event. And I was also just like...
Wait till the end of it or wait till the very last minute and then buy your tickets on
because
day of.
They have those tickets that are like behind the screen, you know, and those are always cheaper because
the ones that barely
everything.
Like tip over,
no,
right?
No, but... That's what I thought. I was like, man, I don't want to be like barely seeing over this giant Jumbotron. But I just remembered they don't do giant Jumbotrons anymore. It's literally just like a little tunnel and then it's a runway.
Yeah.
So I was like, my view won't be blocked. Like, I'll just be behind where they come out of. So I'm debating on getting those ones. But if prices drop where I can like see the whole entrance and not wait for them to walk like 10 feet, then I'll get those. But... That's the plan so far. That's everything locked in. I kind of want to do Coney Island, but Coney Island is only open Saturday, Sunday. We're already booked Saturday, and I'm going to the game on Sunday. So
then I feel like you're going completely out of season. I mean, like, it probably wouldn't be popping.
They're having Winterfest right now.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
Never mind. I take my previous statement back.
Yeah. So that's something I wanted to try, but I just don't think it'll work because we already have Saturday, Sunday booked.
You got to go to Elmhurst, New York. And find Louis Pizza.
Pizza?
Grandmother's Slice. Or Grandma's Slice. Okay. Corner Slice.
All right.
Absolutely. Dude, the bite is deep dish with none of like the ugh about it.
Interesting.
It's so good.
Bro. And then there's 2 days because my rest of my family had this trip booked before they asked me.
Yeah.
So they bought like Broadway show tickets that I was not a part of because I wasn't involved in the trip yet. Mm-hmm. And so those days I'm kind of like, what am I going to do? Which I'm fine with. I've literally done trips by myself, Denver, St. Louis, other spots. So I can figure it out. But those are the ones that I feel like are the most fun. It's like, what am I going to do today? in New York City.
I'll say this.
The big city.
The big manzana.
The big apple. Life's just getting started.
He's going to come out and then he's going to get smacked by a New Yorker. I'm walking here.
Odds are high.
Probably.
I had a guy yell at me in Madison Square Garden last year.
So I found out, and I noticed it a lot more this time on my way there. I noticed it there. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more signs that just say no stopping, keep walking. Like completely all over downtown. Where you would, like, I was stopping every once in a while to, like, take a picture or so. Mm-hmm. But for sure, I saw cops kind of, like, peeping at me. Like, why are you stopping? Did you not see the sign? Do you not read? So that, but, yeah, dude, recommend it. 10 out of 10. Take a thick jacket. For those who haven't visited the city, go to the Big Apple. Try to take a bite of the apple.
Well, since we dived into some wrestling talk.
Be good.
I went to micro wrestling.
I got to ask, can you please show the chat what you have in your hand? Because I saw this gentleman, brother. I saw him take this steel pan twice. Yep. Not once, not thrice, twice.
It's like aluminum. It's not steel.
Hey, sell it. Don't tell them.
Yeah, it's steel.
Steel,
it
bro.
It hurt like shit.
So tell me, how'd it feel to eat the first one and then get completely rocked the second one?
The deal was, at the end of the show, the trash can that they used during their matches was up for auction. It sold for $525.
Wow.
And along with taking it home, you get to get hit by it, which I was like, for $525? And Cap was like, what if we split it three ways? And I'm like, no, dude, I'm not paying $100. Like,
that's one of the most Cap things
I've heard. And then they said, also, if you don't want to participate in the auction, you can get hit by one of these for $20. I'm like, for $20? And I'm like, okay.
You got paid to
first
get
of
rocked.
All, it's not going
to
hurt that bad because, like, it's super flexible. I'm even afraid just to go like that because it's going to bend.
Yeah, it's going to bend more. Yeah. But you're still taking that by full force.
Yeah, but, you know, it's just like, it feels like a slap. Like, it doesn't hurt that bad. And so the first one, 25 cent, the man I chose to hit me.
25 cent.
He hit me in the front of my head. But he got a good hit, but it kind of also, like, slid off. So I was like, that's why I was like, all right, we're good. And then Bridget, she was, like, weak. And then I was getting ready to dip out, and she taps 25 cent and goes, that was weak. And then the guy who I believe runs the whole thing, the MC, goes, oh, that was weak? Fuck it. Give him another one. And I'm like,
dude.
If it hurt the first time, I wouldn't have taken another one. But I was like, all right, like, screw it. So this is basically $10 because I got two.
Two for 10.
And so the second one, he hit me, like, farther back on the head, and that one hurt. That one, that's why you see me literally go like, oh.
He gave you CTE. That's why it bent that way.
No, it was bent like that from the first one.
Bro, this would have hurt. I could not.
You're telling me you wouldn't do it for $20? To feel what it's like to be a WWE wrestler, bro?
But, dude.
The feeling of actually getting to go in the ring was sick. Like, I was like, dude, I'm in a ring. Like,
are you kidding me? You're what, like 5 feet above? Six?
Yeah. But
so tell me more about this micro wrestling. I know Shortsy hit me up super last minute. That was the reason why I couldn't make it.
The thing I'm disappointed in, we asked. So what happened was,
okay,
the big one that a lot of people see all over the place. Oh, what's the name of it? I don't know. They got like Jamaican Joe. They're the ones you see on TikTok. There's two organizations. That's not the one we went to. The one that people see all over TikTok.
Okay.
This is Micromania Midget Wrestling. That's the one we saw.
Micromania Midget Wrestling.
And then I think the one, I can't remember the name of the one that gets really popular on TikTok all the time. Anyways, Cap hit us up. He said, do you guys want to go see micro wrestling? And I'm like, screw it. Like, it's such a cold time of the year for videos and vlogs. Like, I could use a vlog, and I think it'd be cool to go to. Did not know it would be as entertaining as it ended up being. Paid $40 for ringside, which whenever they're around, I will 100% do again, because $40 for ringside for all that action.
Dude, you got to look at the vlog. He got so much action.
We had Durango skydiving onto Shortsy's lap, bro.
Oh, I love watching that video. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
And I watched it like at least four times.
So there was that. 25 cent fell into his lap. Like, dude, you get involved in it for $40.
Did anybody jump on you or Julio?
I mean, Durango's feet hit me on the way down. Like, but it was just amazing, sick as hell. And the part that I was like, all right, some people got to be capping. Shortsy's cousin was supposed to go with us.
Okay.
He woke up that morning just sick as a dog, throwing up, couldn't make it. We asked 11 people if they wanted this ticket.
Damn.
Not one bit. And I'm sure some actually meant it, that they were busy and everything. But I'd say half were just like, I ain't going to that shit.
I feel bad too, because it was right.
That's
he
what
knows,
I,
he knows where he knows what I'm talking about. It was like almost down the street from me.
We were driving to it, and I was just about to go through your main light, and I was like, wait a minute. He lives right here. Why don't you ask him? And he goes, I did. I was like, oh. And, Sweater doesn't live too far either.
Yeah, Sweater's down the street
so
from
I
me.
So I said,
now.
Oh, what about Sweater? I did. And I'm like, all right, I give up.
Okay, to be fair though, I don't think Sweater would go. He doesn't like wrestling.
Well, he denied him, so yeah, he wouldn't go. You are correct.
He did not go because guess what? He said no.
Like I said, I guarantee you half the people were just like, I ain't going to that shit.
God, they missed out.
You were one of them.
I missed out.
But yeah, I will definitely go back. They're actually performing as we speak right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Where at?
I was debating going again. Lake Forest.
Oh, that's not too far.
It's like 18 minutes off of Irvine.
Yeah.
It was very tempting, but I have so much to do leaving before New York.
I was going to say, are you getting ahead of videos?
Yeah. Trying.
Trying, I feel.
But yeah, then they all sign it too. 25 cents right there. Hit girls over here. The other ones are kind of hard to read. Tiffany? Oh, Tiffany's the wife of the MC.
Mm.
I have no... That looks like an M.
MC?
I can't read that one. One of them's got to be Durango, and one of them's got to be Durango's son. So, and then somewhere on there, I would think Bridget, but... Oh, don't bend it! I want it to stay in its form. My goodness.
I want to say that might be Durango.
Maybe, possibly. I don't know.
Possibly.
Either way, definitely. Well, we got to keep it on screen.
You're right.
Yeah, here you go. Anyways, we are going to answer a bunch of questions from all of you, the bench warmers. I told all of you to answer our story. If you wanted a question answered, we'll just run through them and see what we got. Starting with Luke Butler. What is your favorite Christmas movie? Biased? Santa Claus 3. Only because I'm in it. Non-biased?
I'm giving it Elf.
Home Alone.
Elf is my number one, for sure.
Home Alone, number one.
That's one of them. For me, Elf is like one of those movies where I could honestly watch. Doesn't even have to be Christmas time. And I will gladly sing. Bum, 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 bum.
You know, I used that song on the story today. I like Elf, but I'm slowly finding out that Elf is like one of the most split movies in history.
Really?
People either love it or they hate it.
Everybody I know loves it. I'm glad I haven't met a hater.
Yeah, I don't know. I like it. I went and I saw the bridge where he does the scene last year. I was like, dude, that's where he throws the snowballs like a freaking robot. And have you ever seen the behind the scene footage of that?
No.
How
no,
they
no.
made the effect of him like throwing it so fast?
Was it like time lapse?
So they took a shot of him throwing like maybe two, and then they just had Will Ferrell go like this to mimic the action of throwing, and then they just sped up the throw and attached it, and it looks like he's throwing a million snowballs in 2 seconds.
If you guys haven't watched it, again, watch it. You guys are missing out.
Yeah, but Home Alone, that's my answer.
All right, the next one is from an overgrown child.
Hey, you always are liking my stories, bro. Thanks for always supporting.
What is the ideal Christmas dinner, like tamales, more turkey, desserts?
This was also something my grandma asked, because we always have Christmas Eve at grandma's. And she asked, what is the good Christmas Eve meal? We always have Mexican food on Christmas. We usually have tacos.
I love it. Oh,
and this year, I think you know my answer. Grandma, if you're listening, that would be chicken tortilla casserole. Keep it in the Mexican theme, and it's probably my favorite meal that you make. So, please.
You got to save me a bit for that, dude.
Dude, I have seconds every time. Every time.
I'm guessing it doesn't last much in this family.
If there's leftovers, I'm eating it the next day.
I'm the same way with this next plate. My plate, ideal plate, food, dinner. Honestly, my uncle would make the most absolute, like, mouth-watering roast beef. It was just, dude, it was so crazy. My mom does a four-cheese macaroni, like, cream pasta. Would be the way to say it. It just, I mean, melts in your tongue. It tastes like Alfredo, but it's not, because you're getting like four different cheeses at it. Mm-hmm. It's just, oh. So I'd say pasta and roast beef. And that's a big Christmas one.
Desserts, I'll take any iced cookies. So like literally the ones where like you get the cutter and then you put the icing on. I never make them, but I eat them all when they're done. Like the typical cookie you would leave for Santa with all the like icing and everything. Or the Pillsbury ones that have like the printed on images, like the Christmas trees. That's another split topic. People either love or hate those. I love them.
I think, I love those. Those are like really pillowy.
Yeah.
They're super soft.
They have like pictures.
Like they
of the
legit
Christmas
look like
tree.
Hard cookies, but they're not.
They're popular during Halloween too. Yeah.
Those are absolutely bangers.
Yeah. I love those. Those ones are so good. And I know some people that would disagree.
My mom makes a dessert called capirotada. That's pretty much like almost bread pudding.
Yeah.
Not necessarily rice pudding, but she gets the bottom of it soggy with evaporated milk, condensed sweetened milk.
Yeah.
And the minute you put your spoon in, like your spoon, the top of it's baked a little bit like almost like a cake. But then as soon as you scoop out the bottom, it's just nice, creamy, juicy.
I like that.
Oh, so good.
STI Victor.
Shout out to Victor. He's always trying to get me to go to meets.
I was going to say, I'm guessing STI is the Subaru.
Yes, Subaru.
He
has a nice Subaru.
If you own any, is this one of your friends or is he a fan?
I think he's a fan.
Oh, okay.
No disrespect, Vic. He likes my stories too. He's always blowing it up, but I appreciate it. Dude, honestly, props to him. He's always trying to get me to go to car meets, but I'm the lazy one.
If you own any franchise of any sport, which one would you choose and why? Not Angels.
Well, I can't answer. Fine. It's not the Angels, dude. I feel like you'd buy the Seahawks easily.
Sport that I'm choosing is baseball.
Oh.
Because I'll be there 9 months, and it's pretty much every day. Football is weekly. You go across the country. You're not always there. So baseball is the sport I'm picking, just so if I'm going to be an owner, I can take advantage of being an owner and having so many games to go to.
Yeah.
So not the Angels. Well, I'll just pick my NL team, the Padres. San Diego is a beautiful city. And if I'm an owner, then obviously I'm having no trouble living there because San Diego is pretty expensive. And I love the team currently. The uniforms are beautiful. Tatis is one of my favorite players. The role guys like Machado, Cronenworth are all great. So, yeah, San Diego Padres would be my answer. And I would have myself a nice little suite right behind home plate.
Okay. I respect that. I like that. You know what? I'm going to be just that guy. I think I'm taking the Mets. That would be an ideal choice because, I mean, it's the Mets.
Yeah.
You're in New York. City Field is absolutely awesome. I love that. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
The caliber of the team is getting really, really good. Mm-hmm. They've got a couple kinks to work out, but, I mean, can't beat the Unis either. Yeah. Unis are absolutely fuego.
The other thing, going back to Soto and his contract, now that we're talking about the Mets, a lot of people, obviously, you're saying, you know, he's greedy and he just went to the Mets because they give him the most money. But also, legacy. It is a lot harder to become a Yankee legend than it will be to become a Met legend.
Yeah.
Because you got to live up to, like, Derek Jeter, Lou Gehrig, Babe Ruth, Joe DiMaggio.
Well, not even that. It's just, like, okay. It's that, but let me flip it. He has the opportunity to make himself one of, if not the best Met to ever, like, wear the uni.
He literally could.
He literally is in a position to give himself, hey, let me go on this generational run real quick.
Like, you name all-time Mets.
You only think of Mike Piazza before.
David Wright.
You think of
Delgado, Beltran, maybe.
Honestly, I would say DeGrom. He was an absolute dog for the... Yeah, fuck yeah, he's a Met.
He hasn't done shit since he went to the Rangers.
He hasn't done much. Yeah. He blew out his arm, but, I mean, he's for sure a certified Met.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
So it'll be a lot easier for Soto to create a legacy for himself as a New York Met than it would be as a New York Yankee. If he just wins two championships as a Met, yeah, I think he's solidified legend of the Mets.
Like, he's already MVP at this point.
Yeah. Surprisingly, still hasn't won an MVP. But, yeah, I definitely think the number one factor was the money. obviously, because the Yankees contract was only $5 million less, and it's like when you're making $700+ million,
you know for sure though the adding on if he doesn't opt out definitely helps.
Yeah, yeah,
without a doubt
puts the Yankees offer like out of the water. But yeah, it's definitely money was the number one factor, legacy, and then winning. Who knows? Because like I said, I don't know what next big free agent there is. There's really like Ellie De La Cruz, and then I don't know. Everyone's locked up already. Anyways,
Aussie Mode 11 hits us with kind of an intricate one. Let me pull up.
That's why I picked it.
Let me pull up the MLB app real quick. Now the question he put, he said, "What would you guys' favorite MLB team be per division?"
Well, let's start with the easy one. AL West is Angels.
Forever Angels.
It's too easy. AL Central. You got the Royals, Tigers, White Sox, Twins, and the Guardians. Guardians had an amazing time in Cleveland, and I'd love half the players on that team: Stephen Kwan, Jose Ramirez, Joensky, Noel. So yeah, Guardians from the Central for me.
I'm going Guards too.
Yeah,
absolute banger of a team. Come on,
AL City's East. Awesome. You got Baltimore, Toronto, Tampa, Boston, and New York.
Honestly, I'm going to go Blue Jays. I like the Blue Jays a lot. I like the uni. I like the vibe in Toronto.
I'll tell you 100%, my answer is not and will never be the Red Sox. I hate the Red Sox.
I'm guessing nor the Yankees.
Surprisingly, I never had Yankee hate. Never. I know a lot of people do.
Dude, every Angel fan I know is like despising of the Yankees.
Why? The Red Sox are the ones that tortured us growing up. The Yankees kicked us out one year in my childhood. You know who did it all the other years? The Red Sox. So my answer is the Yankees.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? No, I already chose the Blue Jays. I was going to say, honestly, now thinking about it, I would say the Rays.
My second would be Baltimore. We're just saying everybody but the Red Sox. Fuck the Red Sox.
No Red Sox. Oh.
All right. So that completes the AL. Move over to the NL East.
We got the NL East. We got Braves, Phillies, Miami, Mets, and the Nets.
I'm going to stay in New York. I'm going to say Mets. I love a team with a passionate owner, and the Mets just have such good energy with the team, the fans in the ballpark, so Mets.
Mets as well.
Yeah, I think it was a layup that we knew Mubbo was going to say Mets.
Come on, guys.
NL Central.
Ooh, we got these puppies right here.
Yeah, it would be the Brewers, Pirates, Cubs, Reds, and Cardinals. This is probably the toughest one.
Honestly, I'm taking the Brewers because I'm going to take them to a ship. I'm going to take them to a championship.
What do you mean you're going to take them to a championship?
I'm going
to
play for the Brewers.
Oh, okay.
Nah, but I would say...
I'd say Pirates. Just because I love the ballpark. Black and gold is also a beautiful combo.
I love that fucking hat. That hat that you brought me?
Yeah.
Dude. So. Banger.
Pirates.
You know what? Honestly, I'm going to stick with the Brewers.
All right.
I love their hat, too.
And the NL West, let me lead it off with who it will definitely not be. The Dodgers. Exclude them. So that leaves the Diamondbacks. I think one of our former questions answers this one. Padres. I'm locking that in.
NL West. Man, I'm probably going to go, you know what? Let me switch it up. I'm going to go Giants.
All right.
Giants, why not?
Now, our next one is Trey Buckland. And I sent these to Mobo early to give him time to think about it. But I have a feeling you didn't.
Probably not. So we're just going to throw it out.
I already have my answer. Bills and Lions. I say Lions win it.
Black Magic Chief versus...
Let's see if he can even get the conferences right.
Give me a chance.
I am.
The Lions.
Would that? Yeah, that would work. Yeah, they can meet up. Yeah.
They can meet up.
Yeah. Who wins?
Black Magic Chiefs.
Okay.
Come on, bro. I've seen the memes. I've kept up with a little bit of football this year. Mm-hmm. I know that the Chiefs just won on like one of the most ridiculous plays ever.
It's been their whole season.
But that's the thing, though. It's been their season.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
I'm kind of scared because they became self-aware in their last game, and they were literally talking about all the cardiac wins that they've had this year. And I'm like...
They're just now acknowledging it, though.
I was like, now you're making it public because you want to throw us off our game. All right.
I got to send you this meme, bro. It's just... It's all Chiefs, and it's them doing black magic rituals and, like, death wishes on the side of,
sideline. Isaiah Likely's foot being an inch out in week one, blocking a kick to end the game, bad snap to end the game. Like, how many ways can you win?
And what, they went almost 11-0?
Right now they're like 12-1 or something like that.
Yeah, I'm, dude.
All right, this one doesn't take much thinking power. What do you guys do in your free time?
Sleep, eat, repeat.
Like, I mean, a lot of what I do going out to like events and stuff, that technically, I guess, is free time, but I'm also working.
So I would split it like 50-50 for sure.
Yeah, but like, I wouldn't count that because I'm working. I'm filming a vlog or something like that.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of the very few moments where I'm actually not filming anything.
Well, what, like an easy one is you gym. You gym a decent amount.
I do go to the gym, yeah.
You play ball at the gym if you're not gymming.
I haven't done that in so long. Oh. But, yeah, I do. I need to get back in the gym is what I need to do. What do I do? I mean, I'm mainly chill, dude. If I'm being honest.
Dude, you're so chill. You're such a chill guy.
I literally don't do just like free time stuff. If I'm not filming, I'm editing. If I'm not editing, I'm promoting.
Okay, honestly though, I would say you game. Besides editing, you do hop on just like other games when you're not filming.
Sometimes, like not a lot recently.
It's rare. Yeah. It's a little rare.
I'm telling, like the whole day is just work. I mean, play softball when I'm not doing behind the scenes. So
there's that.
Yeah, there's that. But yeah, a lot of it's work, man. There's not really a time where I'm just all free time.
I'm gonna second that. Being an adult now.
Yeah.
I mean, we're pretty much like full size adults and whatnot.
I guess I would say travel.
Yeah.
Because I still film when I travel, but that feels more like free time.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I would say probably for me, honestly, like just driving around. I know I love my cars. I don't really work on them. I'm not that smart. Mm-hmm. But I love just going out and getting lost in another city. Driving 2-3 hours out, wherever direction.
When I needed to de-stress, I would do that. I have my spots where I'd go to and drive.
Yeah.
But life is still stressful right now with work and everything. But it's become a lot easier to become numb to things.
Yeah, that's a good way to say it because you don't really worry about it if it happens. I mean, shit just happens.
Like, it's still frustrating as hell, but like, you don't let it like ruin your whole day. You're just like, fuck, that sucks.
My free time, I mean, honestly, I have 3 dogs to take care of. They're kind of a handful, but I love them.
Yeah,
they're cool. Drive around, play softball. I mean, that's a pretty easy layup right there.
Yeah.
I love watching movies and TV shows. I was watching Suits not too long ago. Suits is cool.
Oh, I just finished How I Met Your Mother.
How was that?
Have you seen it?
I have not, but I know Danny DeVito's in it.
No, he's not. That's Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, my God. I did it again. How I Met Your Mother has Charlie Day.
No, that is also Sunny in Philadelphia.
give me a run-up of it. What's it about?
Neil Patrick Harris. He's in it.
Oh, my, that's right.
Okay. Do you want me to spoil it?
Yeah.
Because I just finished it today.
Spoiler alert.
Worst ending I've ever seen in fucking TV history.
No.
The show is 9 seasons long. And it's called How I Met Your Mother. You officially meet the mom. Obviously, the whole fucking 9 seasons is building up to how he meets the mom. And by the way, if my dad took that long to tell me how he met my mom, I would have walked out of the room fucking 10 minutes in. Anyways.
Dude,
they spend all 9 seasons going through. You know, it's cool because it's like it's a show, so it's whatever. But, you know we're building to the point of him meeting the mom, How I Met Your Mother. You finally see her face, find out who she is in the last season, Tracy. And, oh my goodness, she ends up dying.
What?
Yeah. So, he literally, because it's always flashbacks to him and his kids, he's like, all right, kid, so this day, this happened. And then in the final one, he's like, when your mother got sick, and you don't think it's going to be anything that bad. And then literally when it gets to the present day where it's him telling his kids the whole time, and now we're finally all caught up. He's like, the kids are like, you're still in love with Aunt Robin, which is the first girl he dated in the show and is a main character throughout the show. And I'm like, what happened to Tracy? The girl that is the mom. She died. The kids are like, it's been 6 years, Dad. I think you need to move on. I think it's okay now. And they're like, he's like, you'd be okay with me calling Aunt Robin? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, so you introduced us to the mother, killed her, and then just put him with Robin? What the fuck?
All that buildup feels like it was for nothing.
Yes.
Dude, oh, I don't think I'm going to watch it.
Don't. It's a good show. Like, just don't watch season 9, bro. Like, yeah, just stay stop numb. At season 8.
Okay, duly noted. Holy like, shit.
Like, dude, what the hell is your problem? Why would you call the show first, How I Met Your Mother, and then kill the mother? Like, what? Unbelievable.
Holy shit.
Fucking, like, it just feels like watching the show is a waste after that.
Yeah, no, I've come across, like, a shitty show every so often, but that's probably, like, one of the worst ones I've actually heard.
Yeah.
I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah. And they build up so many moments where he almost met her, almost ran into her, almost crossed paths with her. And then when they meet each other, they realize all those moments. They're like, wait, you were there this day? Oh, yeah. And then this. And then they're like, wow, we've been around each other, but they're like, we've never actually met. Yeah. And then they meet, they have two kids, and then they got fucking kill her. Like, why?
I'll say this. Okay. Would you at least go through that or have a really good show completely just fall off and not get a
like the season? Flash.
Yeah, no, like the Flash, Freaks and Geeks like is a dude, I love Freaks and Geeks. Never heard anything after like I think season 1.
I'll take it like that, cuz I watched the Flash, loving it up to like season 5. It went on a few more seasons. I didn't watch them, but the Flash is a good show to me in my head still. Like I said, I enjoyed the watch until, you know, they ruined it all. Like, I was having no problems watching it, but God, that's got to be the worst ending in TV history. And we pretty much got the same question, by the way, to get back on topic, from Parker PM. What do you guys do in your free time? That's basically what we do when we're not filming, what we just answered.
Corporal Billy Holinghurst.
What a name.
What a last name, brother. You should be a general of the U.S. military.
Oh, Corporal Billy Hollinghurst. That's a thing from How I Met Your Mother.
Oh.
Every time somebody says, man, I had this major screw up, they go, major screw up? or Captain Obvious. And they're like, Captain Obvious? So anytime there's if they say a rank in a sentence,
yeah,
they'll do it. And it's hilarious. But anyways.
Favorite trip as a kid / Dodger Films.
So
this is actually a good one.
Dodger Films I have unlocked. I have been thinking of as a kid ever since I've read the question, and I am trying to remember trips that we did.
You know what? There's one for me that's standout. I'd loved going to Yosemite with my family. We had a little, it was just the four of us, me, my older brother, mom and pop. We had gone up to the mountains. We went away for, I think, the weekend or the week. I don't know. When you're a kid, your perception of time is all screwy. Absolute blast. I mean, we had like true camping tents. We were out and about. We stayed on a little, like, it's not a playground. Grounds would be the correct grounds. Term. Campgrounds. We're staying on the campgrounds, and we managed to see like I'm not sure if it was a black bear or maybe a brown, like a small brown bear.
Yeah.
But we woke up to our car having a bunch of bear prints.
Oh, nice. All over.
A little terrifying now looking back at it because a bear could have just eaten us, but fun time.
Nice. Yeah, as a kid, we did a lot of camping. I cannot tell you any of the locations. I just remember having an RV and going camping. And then I do remember, this is probably my answer, going to San Francisco. I remember going across the Golden Gate Bridge. We went to Alcatraz. This is all before San Francisco went downhill. So probably that. I do remember going to Vegas. I don't remember much of that trip. When I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
I do remember seeing stripper cards all over the ground.
We used to trade them like Pokemon cards.
Bro, they were literally back then, it would be the sidewalk would be stripper cards.
Like the OnlyFans models y'all be watching right now, they were actually on the street getting jobs.
Yeah, but I do remember going there. I don't remember really. I remember we went to M&M World. I don't remember like anything else.
As a kid, I remember M&M World, Circus.
Yeah.
The Hershey's like roller coaster that I never got a chance to ride until I got older.
Yeah.
And I would probably say, honestly, do you remember the volcano at the Mirage?
Mm-hmm.
That was cool.
Yeah, I remember we also went for my 21st birthday. I remember going to the Avengers Museum they had there or something.
Oh, it was like a little pop-up almost?
Something, and I don't remember much else.
Well, yeah, because you're 21, bro. You're getting crunk.
I didn't get that crazy at all, really. But that was a family one. I'd probably say the San Francisco trip. We did a lot of camping, but I don't remember any of the freaking... Oh, wait, no. I can't believe I almost missed this one. Alaska. That's my answer as a kid. We went to Alaska on an Alaskan cruise.
That would win.
Yeah, that's my answer. My brother almost got lost and...
Did he almost go overboard or what?
No, you have stops, you get off. And we did this one where you get on this like huge golf car, you go up into the mountains, and this guy had never lost anybody ever. And he's like 80 years old, and we lost Bryce. Because my dad said, if you don't like it, then why don't you walk back? So what did 8-year-old Bryce?
He literally
did it. And then everyone was like, where'd he go? And he wandered off, could have been eaten by a bear or something.
And he just went back to the boat.
Yeah. So, yeah, that Alaska one was pretty cool. Cruise ship was awesome. So, yeah, that. And then for Dodger films, it's got to be Paris and London.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As much as I want to say Chicago, you know what? Paris and London beats it because we flew halfway around the world. And we partied over there, and we played.
Oh, it's international love. Yeah, going on a big international trip with a group of 30 is hard to beat.
Also, to be in enemy territory and playing an American sport was so big balls.
Oi,
so big balls.
Yeah, so that was great. Was that an American sport, though? We didn't play softball.
We played Chicago ball. That is American. Chicago's a city in America.
So yeah, Alaska as a kid, softball, Paris and London. Lock that in. Other than softball, what other sport would you guys like to film with the crew? Obviously, we're known for softball mainly, but we've dipped our toes into basketball, football, kickball, grassketball.
What a time.
My favorite that I love to play if we're not playing softball is kickball. I love kickball.
Fuck yeah.
And I wish we played it more.
Yeah, kickball's a good one. You know what? I would honestly say if we had done this maybe, let's say, 4 or 5 years back, we would have blown up again. I would say dodgeball. No hesitation. Small court, make it competitive, make it like these funky little rules about catching the ball, dodging the ball, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think we could have pulled it off. Especially having Bobby as a manager. Oh, yeah.
Throw a wrench.
Into everything.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
I mean, what? You saw the glorious grassketball. Mm-hmm. We saw, what was it? The one that you guys just played earlier that Andy messed up his foot on.
Oh, well, it was softball, but that's not out yet. So.
I understand.
Yeah. Anyways, from AJ Ojeda, we have favorite signature moment in Dodger films. If we're talking personally, for me, it's my comeback home run after getting my teeth knocked out. Came back in 1 week, hit a homer. You?
I would say my go-ahead home run to win by one in the championship game. And I took home the MVP Coupe Award.
Which year? Tell me the field we played on.
2023. We played on...
Where we play now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. If we're not talking about personal, till this day, I literally just said this to him yesterday because he brought it up. Cisco's inside the park home run in Toronto... Yeah. Is still, I don't care how many walk-offs we've had, is still the most hype moment I've ever been a part of. Because I was on his team, and obviously somebody hits a walk-off, you know the game's over. I had no clue if Cisco was going to make it. So the entire run around the bases, I'm like, go! Go!
Everybody sent him that day.
Yeah.
Everybody.
So Cisco's inside the park home run is my favorite signature moment.
He's lucky I missed my mark. I got it there. I just got it way off to the left.
Mm.
Signature moment, not myself at Dodger films. Ooh. Easy cop out. I'm honestly going to go with Gabe's first home run.
I saw that coming from a million miles away.
That's kind of hard to beat. Either that or, that beats it.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. DJ Ricardo, 45.
Let's see. He says, do y'all miss playing in the old ballparks when y'all play softball? Yes and no.
Yeah, I like our field now.
Love that field now.
Because it makes it more of a challenge for everyone. It's not guaranteed homers every time. But there are fields I miss. I miss the graveyard field, obviously. Yeah.
I miss the field that was next to the graveyard field that we played.
Too
not
small.
Not that one. I'm talking about the one with the big ass fence.
Oh, where I got rocked?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't miss that at all.
You know what? I'll say this. That fence, I always wanted to hit a home run over it. Always wanted to, because it's a big ass field.
Yeah.
But I honestly, now looking back at it, I think it's the same dimensions as the one that you play on now.
I think the one there is bigger.
Still?
I think so. I think the one we play on now is like perfect size.
Yeah, I'd say.
But yeah, I missed the graveyard field. I honestly think if you were to like load into a game and we had an assigned field, that would be our assigned field. That's the field everybody remembers us for.
Oh, you know what's an underrated one in my opinion? Just because it was close to us. The freeway field.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that, honestly,
I found that one.
I love the fence on that because if you wanted a homer, dude, you got to fucking hit that.
Well, if you were going to center or right. If you went to left, you just had to crush it over somebody. Yeah.
I mean, not wrong. Or hope it hits the trees and then let it scatter.
But then also, I missed the horse field, the one with the hill and the horses always going up it. That was a cool field, too.
You know what's crazy to me? I asked Bobby about it yesterday. Or not yesterday. Well, actually, no. No, not yesterday. Recently. And I asked him about that field, and he says it was a lot smaller than we remember.
It is.
I honestly remember it being pretty decent size.
Yeah,
I remember it being so small.
I think it's because everyone was younger. Like, I'm talking about
probably
the kids.
Well,
so
even
like,
then, us. You were early, I mean, what, 21, 22, probably?
Mm-hmm. Back then, that was like 2018, so I was, 22.
Yeah, 22.
That's
20.
Wild.
Oh, my God.
We
both passed that.
Yeah, so I definitely miss that field. It is a lot smaller than we remember, especially because, like I said, the kids were kids back then. They were still little. So, like,
again, Gabe's first home run is a perfect example. Every time the kids would hit a ball, even a little deep, it would always be a couple hops off the wall.
Low Kirsch.
Couple hops on the wall.
Dallas. Like, it kept us in the field at the time. Now would be pretty unfair on that field.
Yeah, you kidding me? But even then, the one that we had Caps home run. Walk off home run in the Halloween game. That field is
too small.
Dude, that thing is like 100 feet.
That's like a T-ball field.
Yeah, it is.
That field I'm not too much of a fan of.
No.
Our next one comes from Soup.
Mr. Soup.
This is one that hits. It says, what's one thing you wish you could tell your younger self?
Damn, really, Soup? Like that?
So you want to get emotional in here? One, don't date the girl you ended up dating senior year. Two, I don't know. I'll admit, I'm not going to act like I went through a rough childhood or anything. I went through a pretty normal childhood. Like, just lived at home with mom and dad. And I'm grateful we didn't go through any drama or anything growing up as children. So there's not really too much there. But, I mean, I don't know. Because I work hard till this day. So I wouldn't say, work harder when you get older.
I would say,
I don't know.
Smarter, not harder, for sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I would say know the opportunities you have and make sure you fully capitalize on those opportunities and just put the best product out there always. I don't know.
One thing I would tell my younger self, this might sound a little sad, to be honest. I mean, going back to what you said about being numb.
Soup did it.
Going back to what you said about being numb, though, honestly.
You started this, Soup.
I would say to my younger self just to enjoy it all. You know, everything does, you know, happen for a reason. But in general, just live your life. Don't really think much. Do what you want to do. Don't live for anybody but yourself.
Yeah.
And enjoy it all.
I mean,
see the world with wide eyes. Meet new people. Talk to anybody. Everybody. No strangers, though.
Yeah, I don't have too many regrets. Like,
I don't have that many regrets.
I don't even have one that I'm like, yeah, I definitely regret that. But I feel like going to that point, like, you go through things and you wouldn't be who you are if you didn't learn from them. Like, I wouldn't be able to be so numb to everything if I didn't go through all the shit that fucking tore me apart.
Because it, like, even though it's scary and you don't want to go through it, it just prepares you for life. Because life is going to give you a lot of shit that you're not ready for at the worst possible times, probably. But, I mean, that's okay because everybody's going to go through the exact same thing as you.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they like it or not, whether you can pay your way out of it, you're still going to go through what everybody's going to go through.
Everyone's got hardships. some definitely harder than others, but mm-hmm. everyone's going through something and nobody's life is perfect. So I don't know. There's nothing like too crazy that I would say. I think I would just say you don't know the life you're going to live when you get older, because, dude, 15-year-old me would have never thought that I would have been on YouTube, worked as a YouTuber. Never. That was never the plan.
I'd say 15-year-old me, I don't think would have even left the house. I think I would have just stayed cooped up or just been a homebody.
So I think it would just be you're going to live a really fun life. Get ready to go do a job and meet people that you never thought you'd meet and have fun with it. And like you said, enjoy it all, because I did not see this for myself when I was in high school. I thought I was going to be a baseball player the first 2 years, and then I thought I was going to be a digital artist the next 2 years. So,
and now you're traveling the world, making videos with friends, mm-hmm. having fun, doing your thing.
And we need to get those views up, though. I will say that.
I was going to say another a bonus one to that younger self. Don't stress out too much about life. Life's going to suck. It's going to be hard, but try not to stress out too much about it. It's going to pass.
Yeah.
That's a really good one. It's from Francisco _ Jesus. He just gave us his zip code. What's your favorite WWE moment ever?
Mine? Fatal 4-Way. Randy Orton. Edge, John Cena, Shawn Michaels. I believe it was at No Way Out 2008. I'm not positive.
Not the fucking match card getting brought out.
It was those four for sure. And okay. It's my favorite because the ending was like Randy Orton RKO'd somebody. I don't know. They all hit their finishers and it ended with Shawn Michaels' sweet chin music king, John Cena. But it was like all his last energy. So he hit it. Then he fell over, but John Cena fell on Orton, and then that was the three count. It was 1, 2, 3.
He, like, fell back on him, right, like this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was the end of the match. So it's either that, or it's Jeff Hardy finally winning the WWE Championship. Oh. The year of Jeff Hardy.
That 2007, 2008, 2009 of Jeff Hardy's run?
Yes. I'm telling you.
That was the story before the story, dude.
He was as popular as the president. I'm not even kidding. He was on a whole new level of aura back
then.
Can
you see the writing on the wall?
Gonna dry my hands off before. Jeff, I need your help. Hold on, I need to do my little dance.
I love seeing that you're about to get saved by Jeff Hardy, but he's got to dance.
Yeah, he's got to do his little dance first.
For me, I'm going to go with easy one. I'm going to go WrestleMania 21, JBL versus John Cena. That was the beginning of a generational talent of wrestling.
I'm so jealous that Soup was there.
I cannot believe he was there.
Yeah, that's wild. I know you're listening, bro. I'm so jealous that you were there.
We are jealous. I was watching through a little cube.
Dude, that blows my mind that, like, WrestleMania, because, you know, it had to grow from nothing to what it is now.
Even then, filling up Staples Center is a lot of fucking people.
Well, was it Staples Center?
I thought it was Staples Center. I'm pretty sure it was.
I thought it was Honda.
No.
Okay. Well, either way, the fact that they put WrestleMania in Staples Center and now WrestleMania's in football stadiums is wild to me. Like, I can't imagine the scale it's on now being in, like, just a basketball arena.
Well, even then, remember, what was it, the show for the troops? In the desert is wild,
bro. Yeah, in enemy territory.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
Dude, that, okay, John Cena, yeah, absolute generational superstar wrestler, human being.
Oh, yeah.
That was, like, the start of it all. And then, honestly, cheesy, but WrestleMania 17. Even just watching it, like, now.
Who was that?
WrestleMania, like, in general, the pay-per-view.
Well, like, what happened? What's the major thing from that
pay-per-view? Major things that happened. Triple threat TLC.
Between?
Edge and Christian, the Hardys, and the Dudleys. Yeah. That WrestleMania, with Rock versus Stone Cold Part 2. You had Shane McMahon versus Vince McMahon.
Mm.
You had Kane, Raven, and the Big Show in a hardcore match that almost apparently ruined the actual set and ruined WrestleMania, because when they crashed their golf course, they missed the power, like, surge spot.
And almost took out all the power.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So the Astrodome would have been pretty screwed.
Another one that I just remembered, Royal Rumble 2007. Me and my friend, before the Rumble started, picked two people who were going to win. I said Undertaker. He said Shawn Michaels. You know who the final two were? Undertaker and Shawn Michaels.
Bro, bet the house on that one.
The ending, absolutely insane. It's the hard cam over here, looking like Michaels is going to switch in music. Undertaker over the ropes. He ducks it, flips his ass over, and Undertaker won. That was such a... And I was so sick that day. But I was like, I'm watching this shit. My friend's paying for the Royal Rumble.
Dude, yeah. Mike, shout out to Abraham. Abraham, if you're listening to this, I don't think he does. Dude, he would always buy pay-per-views. He was the GOAT.
Yeah.
The absolute GOAT.
A random potato head. How would you book John Cena winning his 17th world title?
Just give it to him. No questions asked.
The more his retirement tour gets closer, the more I'm believing they're actually going to do it.
I hope so.
Because it felt for so long like they're just going to leave it tied. But I think they're going to have him go on down a bang.
Are you kidding me? They have to. It's John Cena.
Yeah. So how would I book it? There's a few ways. He can win the Royal Rumble.
Oh, my God.
He could win Elimination Chamber. That's about it. Or they could create a storyline on how he earns it.
Do you think at this point in his career he'd want to go for a storyline like
Ray? I would say make it a storyline. I think giving him like the, oh, you win this, you get the match, is like the cheap way. Especially the Royal Rumble. Like, that's the super cheap way.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you win the Rumble, you get a title match. Well, obviously.
I kind of would like that, though. I'd rather be completely surprised, like, what?
Well,
he's in it. But then at that point, like you said, him already getting that layup to go.
Wait. The other thing, a lot of rumors have been circulating that The Rock, because you know how The Rock is like this CEO character now, and
yeah, I just found that out not too long ago. So he's taking creative control or some aspect of it?
He's part owner in the merger they had with TKO, UFC, and all that. He has a role, like a legitimate real world role, not like an entertainment WWE role.
Okay.
So they're turning it into an entertainment WWE role and saying he's the final boss, obviously, and all that. And he's got all this power now because I am at the top of the company. So a lot of people are saying that whoever wins the Rumble will win the Rumble and you'll think it's over. And then the clock will start counting down again for number 31. And you're like, wait a minute, 31? And then it's The Rock. And then he comes out with a mic, says he used his executive power to add one more spot to the Rumble. And let's say it was Cena that won it. So then there's a standoff between Cena and The Rock after he abuses his power. And
why is this guy cooking right now? This is sick. This is going to feed generations if it happens.
And I honestly would want The Rock to win.
Yeah, create that story, like you said.
Yeah.
It gives you another reason to... Okay, he's going to fucking...
Look, I already know I'm seeing Cena at WrestleMania. It's guaranteed. Because all of 2025 is his retirement tour. If I see The Rock at Mania, oh my God, I'll lose my shit.
Uh-huh.
And I'm almost positive it's going to happen. I'm sure they're going to build up to Rock versus Roman somehow. I honestly think...
You think it'd be like a night one kind of thing? And then night two would be...
Okay, I think they could also have Roman or Rock beat Cody at Rumble, and then whoever isn't in that match is in the Rumble and wins the Rumble, so they face each other.
No.
But I would rather just be a storyline that builds Cena to the title. And unfortunately, I would love for it to be the WWE title because I associate the WWE title with Cena more than I do the World Heavyweight title.
Yeah, it wouldn't make sense to give him the World Heavyweight.
I think they're going to because the WWE title's just intertwined with Cody, Roman, Rock, and the Bloodline way too much right now. And I think it would just be such like a forced pivot to like, hey, Cena is here now. It's just easier to have him do it for the World Heavyweight, but the right feeling is the WWE Championship. I mean, you guys can't see it, but the spinner, bro.
Yeah.
He made that, bro.
Yeah.
And what do you have? He has 16 world titles. I'm sure it's like 13 WWE and 3 world heavyweight or something like that. So I would want it to be the WWE. I think it's going to be the world heavyweight. But, yeah, I definitely would just build a storyline. I don't know, have it be like, I'd have him get his ass kicked for the first couple months and say like he's losing. And then he's like, I've had enough. Like, this is my final year. It's my final chance. And then he just goes like Super Cena all the way up to Mania.
We got to see the five moves of
January to middle of February. dog shit. Then from that point to Mania, Super Cena.
Nah, I kind of see the Super Cena happening towards like legit the last couple weeks.
Well, he's got to build, or he's got to win 17 at Mania.
No, of course. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
He has to.
Or yeah, I guess like in April, that's when Super Cena. And now we can move on from that one to Nathan L. Fuzzle. What country would you live in if you weren't in the U.S.?
Ooh,
that's a good one. And I like that you asked this because now I've seen other countries and I have kind of an idea if I'd like living there. I've been Mexico, Italy, Switzerland, Germany, Austria.
Japan.
And I think that's it. You? Oh, well, London, Paris.
London, Paris, Monaco, Mexico. I'd probably go south of France.
Okay.
I would probably go, like, there's a city called Cannes, if you don't know. Cannes is beautiful.
Festival. That's what it's famous for.
Yeah, the film festival.
Yeah.
Beautiful. The weather was awesome. The food was delicious. And everything about it was just so clean. It was clean. It was quiet. It was quaint. It was dope. I loved it. I would live there. No hesitation.
I think I would pick Japan. I loved the city. Tokyo is basically like New York. I didn't really see much rural, like suburban kind of Japan. But from what I did experience in Japan, I think I'd say Japan. But retirement, like in my older days, I would say Switzerland. Switzerland is so freaking beautiful. And it's so peaceful. Like, I can just imagine living with my honey in our old age on our porch.
Just looking at the mountain.
Taking in literally Swiss Alps air, which is crisp as fuck, by the way. And just chilling. Like, it literally was, and it was a small little town. Like, I could walk everywhere. I wouldn't even have to drive. Yeah. So Switzerland for retirement, Japan for like, let's get fucking lit until I can't get lit no more. Then we're moving to Switzerland.
I'm going to go with south of France to live in. Just absolutely awesome. Old age retirement, I'm probably going to go to the beaches of Mexico.
All right.
I get why it's such a beautiful country.
I would like to say Mexico. I just don't think it's currently in the best state, best condition to like live.
That's what I'm saying down the line.
Like, I love Mexico. I do. But I personally, just in the conditions, I wouldn't live there right now. And then we have this next question. So many usernames taken, I'm guessing.
They said, can I send y'all some mental health merch I created?
Of course.
Send it.
And I put this in here to tell him yes/her. I'm not really sure. And to tell all of you that we have a P.O. box. So
use it, guys.
You can definitely send it to us. Send it to the P.O. box. It's in the description. And anybody listening, that's where you can see it. And that's all we have on our notes for questions. But let me check the OTF story.
Let's see if any of y'all added to that.
Yeah, I gave everybody a last chance to ask questions. So let's see what we got.
But guys, as always, remember, Spotify and Apple goes up Thursdays at 7 a.m. Jeez, stuck on the old ways.
Yeah. And then, YouTube videos Friday at 7 a.m. Here's the ones from the last story of today. What is the worst or best bet you've ever made? Psych. Trick question. I don't bet.
I don't really bet like that.
Yeah, no. I am pretty much against betting. Like, I don't like putting my money on the line.
I'm not against it, but I am a lover of devil's advocate, so bet the house.
Yeah, I don't care if you do it. I really don't.
Like, there's a thing, though. There's a difference between just gambling a lo pendejo and making random-ass bets.
Yeah.
But then there really is another thing of looking at it from all the angles, using stats on your fucking side. And, like, some of these bets do hit.
Yeah.
You can't lie.
Yeah. I would just hate to lose and see my money just gone.
Oh, yeah.
I experienced that with you on the roulette table when we went to Vegas, bro.
And short, yeah. I was winning $10 and $10 and $10. He kept losing.
Well, I only played the roulette table, and I said, nah, that sucked.
I remember playing blackjack for a little bit, and you were like, this is trash.
This next one's from Nico, your friend, right? Doesn't he have a Lightning McQueen profile picture?
El Piton Nick?
Nico Frito.
Oh, no, I don't know about that.
Okay, well, anyways, he asked, can Bobo shuffle?
Yeah, I could shuffle. I'm not going to shuffle now, but I could shuffle. Depends on the kind of shuffle you're talking about, but I could do both.
Mobo, you had a garage with cars. What would they be?
How many? What size?
He literally just said, Mobo, you had a garage with cars. What would they be? Three cars.
Okay, I'm going to go Lancia Delta Integrale. Absolute beautiful rally car from the mountains of Italy, I believe. And then we got the BMW E30 M3. Absolute dog, machine, weapon on the course and the street. And honestly, I'm going to go with an old school Skyline. Let's go like a late 80s, early 90s GTR. Absolutely love it. How about you, man?
My Tesla.
GTR. You wouldn't want a Tesla S?
I'm fine with the one I have, bro. I'm telling you. See, I have my car. I don't need
it. See, this guy's humble. This guy's cool. We need to make this guy famous. He would give it back to the community.
Nissan?
I love it.
Nissan GTR.
The newer ones, though, right?
Whichever ones look sexy, bro.
The ones from...
and then a Maserati Quattroporte.
You know what? I'm just going to say this. I love the engine in that because it's a Ferrari engine. Mm-hmm. I hate the car. Mm-hmm. Car is
a Ferrari, too.
Car's a little ugly. I ain't going to lie.
That's just Kieran Flato. What has been your favorite collab? I don't know if I have like a video where I just like straight up am like, I am collabing. Like people are featured in my videos all the time. Collabing with Scarlett is always fun. She's the girl who has the AI model of herself, and she's also very dope. Mobo and I have both met her in person. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Anything cool. I do with Tony T, always. Trevor Fanstrom, anything with him. I've done like one or two videos with Disarm, which has been a good time too. With the MLB The Show YouTubers have joined us in softball.
Oh, so kind of collab, but it falls under Tony T. Mm-hmm. Your events with BBG.
Yeah, them too, BBG. Anything with Tony T really is my favorite. Anything Tony makes possible.
You know what the one collab I will say was a part of? Our trip to San Francisco for the game against Mario that we filmed. That was technically a collab.
Oh, yeah, the TikToker. Dude, I haven't seen him in so long.
I haven't seen him on my TikTok at all.
Yeah.
I hope he's doing okay.
I think he just was like, this isn't my way of life.
But, I mean, even then, it wasn't about the game. It was about the journey and the friends we made along the way.
Yeah, for real.
Because, dude, honestly, that road trip was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I had a blast.
It was
a
good time, yeah.
It was awesome.
Reaction to Lumpy choosing Eazy-E for his walk-up song. Genuinely shocked. I honestly did not think he knew that song.
I feel like Benny's played it a couple times.
Yeah, probably.
Without a
doubt. Yeah. I even Cisco was like, you just say the NWA? I was like, yeah, he did.
What if he's seen Straight Outta Compton? Although Benny should not be watching
that. No, definitely not. Benny should not be watching that. From Red Shorts, what is something on your guys' Christmas list? Why are you asking?
Why? Huh? Would you ask, huh?
Huh?
Why?
Here, I'll just read it off to you because I've written it down.
Oh, my God. You know what? I got one 1989 BMW M3 Sport Evo 3. Red with the black lining. Oh, no. Black with the red trim.
All right. Here's more realistic. I write them down every year because our family asks for a Christmas list every year. But
gift cards.
New headphones because my current buds are old. And whenever there's nothing playing and I just have it like, not doing anything, it goes
Are you a wired guy or a wireless guy?
Fuck wired.
What?
Yeah, you can't even plug them in anymore.
Oh, I could plug mine in.
If you get your little adapter.
No, I don't use an adapter. I bought wired headphones for my phone.
Yeah, the plug into the charger.
Yeah,
so you can either listen to music.
No, or not the adapter. I just straight headphones.
Yeah, I know, but you can't do both. You can't charge your phone and listen to music.
I mean, I got the wireless charging thing on the back.
Okay, well, if you have a normal phone case. You have to pick.
I mean, yeah, I do pick sometimes, but New York, it fucking served me well. I had wired headphones. And then on top of that, everybody on the subway has wired headphones.
Anyway, new phone case for the phone. New long phone charger because the one that I mainly use in this room has gotten to the point where it has to be at a certain angle for it to work correctly.
Oh, baby, we got to get you a charger.
Yeah, weightlifting gloves because after all the lifting I've done at the gym, I've realized, man, it would feel a lot better if I had weightlifting gloves.
So, Fireball.
Yeah, seriously. Cologne. GoPro Jaws Flex Clamp, new windshield wipers.
Oh, I could use some.
Fix the windshield crack in my car. And GoPro hat. And basketball shorts. There you go, Shortsy. Even though I could have sworn you asked us earlier this year, can we not do Christmas gifts this year after how much we spent on WrestleMania?
Wild.
But I think he's also asking for ideas because his girlfriend has been asking him and he has no clue what he wants. Mm. So he's probably trying to mooch off what we want. Be like, oh, that's a good one.
He's like, I could use that.
Yeah.
For write that down. Write that down.
So let's see. After him, what else do we got? Captain America. I'm always asking some question that makes me roll my eyes.
What's the question? Can I see it?
Thoughts on Hawktua meme.
That's what he asked?
That's one of them. He asked like four.
Thoughts on Hawktua meme.
Dumbest thing ever.
I like it. It's brain rot. But no. Like in an okay way.
Most undeserved fame of all time.
That I will agree on that though.
Coin scam. I have no idea what you're talking
coin
about.
Coin scam.
No clue what you're talking about.
Nah, brother, you gotta text us that one.
CEO assassinated.
Oh yeah, the United Healthcare guy. He got clapped in the middle of the street near Midtown Manhattan.
Oh, yeah, nice.
He legit got killed, like, I think the day or two after I came back, which is wild. But, I mean, eat the rich.
There you go. He answered it for you. It's the first I'm hearing about
it. Eat the rich.
And snack wrap coming back.
Oh, snack wrap and the McRib are back. So for all those lovers out there, all those McDonald's fanatics, they are back.
I've never had either one, so.
Coop never gave you a McRib?
I know Coop was obsessed with McRibs. But
he loved them.
No, never. And I think that is it. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for watching.
That's it.
Like we mentioned, audio is on Spotify and Apple at 7 a.m. on Thursdays.
Ladies and gentlemen, the YouTube is up 7 a.m. on Fridays. Make sure to have the notification bell on. Like, comment, subscribe. Tell everybody you know, and we will see you in the next episode.
Goodbye. Oh, wait. Next week off, by the way.
Oh, next week off.
I'm going to be in New York.
We're going to get all the details for you.
Yeah. So
he's going to try and put me in his bag.
Next week, no episode. All right. See you in 97. Thank you very much, guys.